Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Jeff Nelson, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath, and let's take a few deep breaths together. First, take in a breath of hope. And now a breath of peace. And a deep breath of the presence of Christ. And will you join me in praying aloud together the Lord's Prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Today I'll be reading from the Spark Story Bible. When Jesus spoke from the mountainside, he always had important things to say. One story Jesus told as he was teaching from a mountain was about how we are like salt and light. Jesus said, "You can be like salt to the rest of the world." The people were a bit confused. "Us? Like salt?" they asked. Jesus continued, "Salt is important. It keeps food from going bad, and it makes it taste better too. Just a few specks of salt may not seem like much, but it makes a big difference to the food we eat. You may feel small, like a tiny speck of salt, but you are important. What you do makes a difference in the world." And the people began to understand. He also said, "You can be like light to the rest of the world too." The people were curious to hear how Jesus would explain this. "Even a small lamp can light up a big room," Jesus said. "Even though you are just one person, what you do and say changes the world around you. You shouldn't hide the bright light that you are. Show the love you have for God all day and every day." The word of the Lord. I wonder what it would be like to go a whole week with no salt in my food. What would I think about the first meal, adding salt back in? Would I have more appreciation for the flavor? And I wonder what it would be like to spend one night at home using no lights at all. It would be complete darkness. Could I find my way around my house? Could I do my normal routine getting ready for bed? And what difference would one candle make in my dark house? I wonder. What are you wondering about this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember, life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.